All right, let's talk about the war for talent.
Oh, that phrase.
Yeah, you hear it all the time, right? In business schools, in boardrooms, it gets thrown around so much, it's almost started to lose its edge. It feels like a cliche.
It does. But if you're actually a recruiter, you know it's not a cliche at all.
No, it's a real problem. It's a math problem.
It's a supply and demand imbalance, pure and simple.
Yeah.
And the noise level right now is just, it's deafening.
Exactly. Everyone is shouting for the same people, the same engineers, the same data scientists. The old playbook of just, posting a job and waiting.
That's long gone. That creates what we call content saturation. When every single company uses the same outreach template, people just tune it out.
It's like banner blindness, but for recruiting.
Yes. The challenge isn't just finding the person anymore, it's earning their attention for more than like 3 seconds.
And that friction point is exactly what we're looking at today. We're doing a bit of a mashup deep dive.
A strategic experiment, a what-if scenario.
We're taking a very specific business problem hiring in this noisy world, and we're going to see if we can solve it by sort of colliding two very different technologies from our source stack.
Okay, lay them out for us.
So in one corner, we have Fetcher. If you're in HR tech, you probably know them. They're a big player in recruiting automation. They handle the who, they find the
And
candidates.
in the other corner, we had this piece of infrastructure called the Auto Content API. It's a content transformation engine. So it's not an app you download, it's an API for generating audio, video, and research at scale. It handles the message itself.
So here's the mission for this deep dive. We are not just reviewing features. We are asking a hypothetical business modeling question. How could Fetcher integrate this specific API to completely change the economics of recruiting?
I love this prompt because recruiting has always been so high touch and high cost. So if you can combine Fetcher's pipeline with automated media, you might shift from hunting candidates to attracting them at a scale that was just impossible before.
Okay, so let's start with the baseline. We need to understand what Fetcher already does well before we try to add anything. Looking at the sources, their whole reputation is built on efficiency.
The metrics are definitely the headline. They claim to save about 17 hours for every role that's filled.
17 hours.
Yeah. And if you add that up over a year, they estimate it's a saving of around $20,000 per recruiter just in sourcing costs.
That's a huge number, but where is that time actually going? Is it just admin work?
A lot of it is what you'd call the sourcing grind. You know, a recruiter spending hours on LinkedIn, running those Boolean searches and this, not that, just opening and closing tabs. Fetcher automates the very top of that funnel.
So you just give it the criteria, like a senior React developer in Austin or something.
Exactly. And it builds the list.
But automated lists can be terrible, right? That's always been the stigma. You get people who haven't written code in a decade.
True. Which is why Fetcher uses a human-in-the-loop model. The AI does the scraping, but they have human experts who verify the calibration, at least at the beginning.
Okay.
And that's why they can boast about this very specific metric, the 23-second vetting time.
Explain that. I mean, 23 seconds seems ridiculously fast to judge someone's career.
Well, the claim is that because the batches of candidates are pre-scrubbed for quality, the mental load on the recruiter just plummets. They're not reading a whole resume to see if the person's even qualified. They're just validating a lead. It becomes a simple yes contact or no skip.
Okay, so they've solved the speed problem and they automate the email sequences too. They cite a 40% response rate, which for cold outreach is, that's really high.
It's very strong. But even Fetcher says in their own marketing copy that their clients are still struggling to, diversify pipelines and put their brand in front of knowledge workers.
And that's the catch, isn't it? Efficiency is an internal metric. It helps the recruiting team. It doesn't necessarily make the candidate actually want the job.
Precisely. You can send emails faster than anyone else, but if the candidate has no idea who you are, or if your brand feels stale, you're really just spamming them efficiently. To fix that, you need content. You need inbound recruiting.
Which brings us to the bottleneck, because content is hard. Fetcher has a great blog. I mean, they have these guides on recruiting KPIs, AI screening, but who is actually reading this stuff?
And that is the trapped value problem. A 2,000-word guide on diversity hiring could be brilliant, but a busy VP of talent might never sit down and read it. Text just demands active, undivided attention, and nobody has that anymore.
Right. And this is where we bring in the Auto Content API. The docs describe it as a notebook LM alternative, but accessible via code.
And that via code part is the key. We're not talking about some tool where you upload a PDF and wait. We're talking about programmatic workflows. So Fetcher could build an integration where every time their marketing team publishes a blog post,
the API just grabs the text automatically.
Instantly. And it doesn't just make an audio file, it converts it into a dialogue. A podcast, basically. The API can parse the text, find the key arguments, and then script a whole back-and-forth conversation between two AI voices.
A bit like what we're doing right now, but totally synthetic.
Exactly.
So wait, Fetcher could launch a daily recruiting strategy podcast without a host, without a producer, without a studio.
They could. And the blog post goes live at 9 a.m. The audio version hits Spotify by 9:05 a.m. This lets them capture ear share. That busy VP might not read the blog, but they'll listen to the 10-minute breakdown on their commute.
Okay, but what about the money? Podcasting is usually a money pit. Even a cheap one costs, what, a few hundred bucks an episode?
Minimum. You're easily looking at $150 to $500 an episode if you want it done professionally.
And the API cost?
The source pricing puts it between 10 and 200 credits. In real money, that's something like 10 cents to 2 euros per episode.
That's negligible. That is basically zero marginal cost.
It completely changes the strategy. You go from selectivity to ubiquity. Normally, you'd pick your best article of the month to turn into a podcast because of budget caps. Here, Fetcher doesn't have to choose. They can convert everything. They can just flood the market with helpful content.
And that builds so much authority. If Fetcher is the voice in my ear every morning telling me how to hire better, I'm going to keep paying for their software.
It's classic content marketing, just, you know, supercharged with automation. It removes the friction of production.
Okay, so that helps Fetcher market themselves. But let's go deeper into the funnel. The actual job post.
Ah, the job description.
Ah.
This is one of the most archaic things in the business world. We've had the internet for 30 years, and job descriptions are still just these walls of text.
Must be a self-starter, competitive salary.
They're painful to read, and they all sound exactly the same.
It's just a wall of gray text. And it doesn't perform well on social media at all. People just scroll right past text. They stop for video.
But video is so hard to make. You can't ask a hiring manager to film themselves for every single open role. They would get no other work done.
Right.
This is where the Auto Content API's explainer video endpoint comes into play. Mm. The docs show you can just feed it a URL, like the link to a job post on Fetcher.
And it makes a video. What does that even look like? Is it just a slideshow?
It's more sophisticated. It uses stock footage, motion graphics, subtitles, even AI avatars if you want them. It scripts a summary of the role, highlights the key points, and then spits out a vertical video for mobile and a horizontal one for desktop.
So let's walk through that. I'm a recruiter using Fetcher. I type in product manager New York, 150K. I hit enter.
And in this integrated world, Fetcher hits the API in the background. 3 minutes later, you have a ready-to-post video file for your company's Instagram or LinkedIn.
Does that actually help with, like, SEO? Or is it just for show?
It's definitely not just for show.
Yeah.
The source notes a statistic that pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
53 times.
53. Search engines love content that keeps people on the page, and video increases that dwell time. So if Fetcher offers this, they're not just helping you find candidates. They're helping your job ad actually get seen by the Google algorithm.
And I'm guessing the cost story is the same here.
Pretty much. An agency would charge you, what, $300 to $1,000 for a 60-second video? The API does it for about 400 credits, around 4 euros.
So Fetcher could just bundle this. Get our enterprise plan and get unlimited video job ads. No competitor could afford to match that manually. They'd go bankrupt.
It commoditizes video production. It turns a premium, expensive asset into a utility.
Okay, let's go even deeper. Fetcher talks about smart recruitment analytics, but usually that just means a dashboard showing how many emails you sent.
Right. It's reporting, not insight.
But the Auto Content API has a deep research function. It says it uses agentic workflows. How is that different from just asking ChatGPT a question?
The big difference is the browsing and the structure. A standard LLM is just predicting the next word. These deep research agents actually go out to the live web, read current reports, cross-reference sources, and then cite their findings. It's built to minimize hallucination.
Okay, so how does a recruiter actually use that?
Imagine a feature called Market Monitor. A recruiter is trying to hire fintech engineers in London. So they set up a recurring research task. Every morning at 8 a.m., the API scans the news, layoff trackers, salary reports.
And it delivers a morning briefing.
Exactly. Good morning. Two of your competitors in London just announced hiring freezes, and salary expectations for senior devs have dropped 5%.
That completely changes the role of the recruiter. They go from an admin to a strategic advisor.
That's the holy grail for HR professionals. They want that seat at the table. If Fetcher hands them that data every morning, they can walk into a meeting and say, "We need to move now. The market just shifted."
It makes the software incredibly sticky. You can leave a tool that just sends emails. You can't leave a tool that makes you look smarter in front of your boss.
Intelligence is a much harder hook to break than utility.
Okay, we have to talk about the CEO paradox. Every candidate feels this. You want to hear the vision from the leader, but you never do.
Because the CEO has no time. They can't interview every single candidate. So people get passed to HR and the vision gets diluted. The candidate feels like they're joining a process, not a mission.
The outline mentions voice cloning as a fix. Now, voice cloning can feel a bit gimmicky. How does it work here?
It's all about hyper-personalization at scale. The API can clone a voice with just a minute or two of sample audio.
So the CEO records a generic script one time. "Hi, I'm Sarah, CEO of TechCorp."
Correct. But then Fetcher uses the API to dynamically insert variables into that audio file. So when the candidate, let's call him David, opens his email, he clicks a play button, and hears the CEO's actual voice say, "Hi, David, I saw your background in SaaS sales at Oracle, and I think you'd be great for our enterprise team."
It merges the mass of mass emailing with the personal touch of a phone call.
It creates an instant emotional connection. The reviews for these voice models describe them as steady and believable. If it sounds robotic, it fails. But if it sounds natural, it signals that this company is innovative and is really trying to connect.
It cuts through the noise. If I get 50 recruiter emails and one has a personal audio note from the CEO, I'm definitely clicking that one.
And that's the whole point.
Yeah.
You move that response rate from 40% up to 60%. That's real revenue.
Okay, one last piece. Global expansion. Vetcher serves teams worldwide, but content is usually locked into one language. A great video in English is useless in Germany or Japan.
And translation is a nightmare. It's slow, it's expensive, you have to hire agencies, get subtitles.
The API supports over 50 languages.
So this becomes a native asset strategy. Fetcher can take that podcast we talked about or those video job descriptions and instantly resynthesize them.
Resynthesize? You mean like dubbing?
It's better than dubbing. It generates the audio from scratch in the target language. So you get a native German audio track, potentially even using the cloned voice of the original speaker. Just speaking perfect German.
That multiplies their total addressable market overnight.
Without hiring a single local marketer, they can enter the Japanese market on day one with a full library of content.
You know, it feels like we're describing a totally different company now. We started with a sourcing tool, and we've ended up with a multimedia automated intelligence platform.
And that's the power of the mashup, right? Fetcher provides the pipeline, the logic of who to contact. And this API provides the infrastructure to engage them.
And the economics are just the killer feature.
It's the shift from linear to logarithmic growth.
Yeah.
In the old model, 10 times the content needed, 10 times the budget. In this model, once the code is written, 1,000 times the content costs pennies. The cost curve just flattens while the output goes vertical.
That is a terrifying thought if you're a competitor still doing things by hand.
It's an evolve or die moment, for sure.
So before we wrap, I want to leave everyone with a final thought. We've talked about automating the job description, the outreach, the market research, even the CEO's voice.
We basically automated the entire courtship phase of hiring.
Right. So if the AI is creating the message and defining the role and explaining the company's vision, at what point does the software know more about the company culture than the actual HR team does?
That is the provocation. If the AI is the one articulating who you are and what you do, who is really doing the hiring anymore?
Something to think about. That's all for this deep dive on the Fetcher and Auto Content mashup. We hope it gave you a new way to look at how APIs can reshape an entire business model. Thanks for listening.
See you next time.